Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lent is a penitential season. That means it's a time to focus on our sin and our need for God's mercy. It's a time when the law is at work to lay us low, to cause us to despair of our own strength or works to provide a way to escape from the gloom and the darkness of sin. It's a time to turn back to the promises of God, to remember His faithfulness, to remember that God the Father, out of love, sent His Son into the world so that He, by His saving work, could lift us out of the pit of despair, out of the prison of sin, and bring us into the light of His salvation. As we listen to God speak to us through the Lamentations of Jeremiah, it should be pretty obvious why that book is called Lamentations. Jeremiah is in that pit. He has despaired. If he were able to do it, he would close his mouth and never speak God's word again. But it burns inside him. He can't keep it in. And so he speaks. And as a result, he is, as he describes himself, a man who has seen affliction by the rod of God's wrath. Jeremiah was a prophet in the times of the deportations of the people of Judah to Babylon. So he is speaking here, certainly describing the afflictions caused by the armies of Babylon, caused by those deportations, the hardships of exile, seeing friends and colleagues taken away, uprooted from their land. So he has seen that kind of affliction. But he's also experienced it personally. He has suffered much hardship at the hands of those he was sent to speak God's word of judgment and hope. Many have cried out against him. Many have plotted for his demise. So it's hardly a surprise that we hear his lament tonight, to hear him speak as one who has been isolated, one who has been cut off, not just from man, but from God. He feels that he is walking in darkness rather than light. He feels trapped, weighed down with chains, with no way of escape. He feels as if God has turned a deaf ear to his prayers, that he is alone. That's what he feels. That's his physical reality, and it weighs heavy on him. And in some respects, I think many of us can identify with Jeremiah to a degree. Over this last year, we have come to know what it means to be isolated, to be cut off, to feel like we have been walled in with no means of escape. And that's exactly where the law of God is meant to bring us. It's meant to bring us to our knees. It's meant to bring us to despair of our own strength, to remove the isolation, or to tear down the barriers that have walled us in. God is at work through His law to bring us to that place where we have to look outside ourselves for rescue and escape. And even as we listen to Jeremiah's lament in the first part of our reading, Jeremiah is in that place where he is looking outside himself for rescue and escape. He says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is cast down within me. What Jeremiah is saying is that he can't forget the hardship that he has seen, that he has endured, that he is continuing to endure. He can't ignore what he feels. He can't just put on a happy face and try smiling and think that's going to cause the hardships and afflictions to disappear. No amount of positive thinking is going to erase those memories. No amount of positive thinking is going to remove the bitterness and the gall. But as we listen to his words, we hear that he is not without hope. There is something else he remembers. Because of God's great love, he says, we are not consumed by those hardships, by the feelings of isolation and loneliness. We are not consumed because God's compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. His promises never fail. The Lord is Jeremiah's portion. What he means by that is that God is his hope. The promises of God are what sustain him. They are what holds him up, bears him up in the midst of the hardships he endures. As he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he has nothing to fear because he knows the Lord is with him. Not because of feelings, not because of some extra revelation of sight. He knows the Lord is with him because that's what God says. God tells him, I'm with you. I'm with you always. Don't be afraid. God walks before him and comes behind him. Jeremiah clings to that hope. He clings to God's faithfulness and to the power of his word. Power of that word that spoke light into darkness, that caused the angel of death to pass over those homes marked with the blood of the Lamb. He clings to God's faithfulness and the power of that word that divided the sea and delivered Israel from destruction. We walk in this season of Lent with Jesus by the power of that same word. We walk with Jesus to the cross, where the wrath of God against our sin is poured out, where the isolation and separation that is sin's wage is clearly seen and heard in Jesus' lament from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? We walk with Jesus to the cross, to that place where the judgment of God against our sin waits for us. We walk with Jesus to the cross where we are to suffer the death our sin deserves, that God's law tells us is the death we deserve. And we, like Jeremiah, can say, I know that. I remember my wandering. I remember my sin. My soul is downcast within me. I remember that I deserve nothing but death. I know that is unavoidable. Someone has to die. But when we get to the cross, it's Jesus who takes our place. He's nailed to that tree so that he can die the death we deserve. He is forsaken. He is cut off. He is condemned. He suffers the isolation and pain of hell and we go free. By his perfect life and sacrificial death, Jesus did and experienced all that was demanded of us in our place. By his work, that darkness is lifted from us. By the power of his word at work in the waters of baptism, we are united with him in, in his death. We are crucified with him. We have died with him. Our old nature has passed away, and a new nature has come. Because united with Jesus in his resurrection, we are raised from death and sin to new life in him. We are a new creation, a dearly loved child of God. The empty tomb stands as an historical marker that proclaims to us that all the promises of God have become yes in Jesus Christ. That's the hope that sustains us in the midst of affliction and hardships that we encounter in this world. That's the hope that brings light into the darkness of this world. That's the hope that is certain and sure, that no affliction or hardship can overcome. The disposition of the penitent is to continue to trust themselves to the promises of God that have been fulfilled in Christ, and to God's faithfulness to uphold those promises, to guard and keep us steadfast in his word, to trust in God's faithfulness to be the light for our path as he leads us through this valley and brings us home. Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.